Here's an example of how we might speak to a client when they're already focused and absorbed in their experience to help to allay any of their potential distractions about their concerns that might interfere with their process. So we could say, for example, as I'm talking, you don't need to listen to me, because the way that you are attending to your experience is way more important. You know yourself way more than I can, and so it's simply a matter for you to be curious about how this experience might be evolving for you and in relation to you. Every person has their own way of going into hypnosis. There is no right or proper way, but only your way that's going to work for you. So you can be unconcerned about just how absorbed you will be in this experience, because you will only be as absorbed as will be useful to you and beneficial to you and helpful to you. As you're in this experience, you don't need to be concerned about trying to remember everything that I'm saying, everything that you're hearing, everything that you're beginning to understand. It's sufficient to know that you will recall anything useful, anything beneficial, and you can simply let the rest that's there rest comfortably in the background of your awareness, knowing it's there if you need it, but it's really not important to try and remember anything in particular, because you will remember what's needed, what's relevant, and what's helpful. Some people like to go into hypnosis with their eyes open. Other people find it easier to just let their eyes close. Some people start with their eyes open and then close them and then open them after a while. None of that's important. Whether your eyes stay open or close for a time and then open, is way less important than for you to know that your eyes will do anything to take care of your experience so you can be unconcerned. That's good.